Nova Scotia Federation of Labour represents 78,000 workers in both the private and public sector, in every sector of the economy. It includes essentially all unionized workers in the entire province. At the convention, there were just over 200 delegates delegated by individual union locals. Union locals sometimes might include 25 workers or might include 500 or 600 workers as a formula by which delegates could represent to the Congress or to the Federation of Labor Convention, rather. In this case, the labor movement in Nova Scotia in whole was represented at the convention.
Now, this was good timing for Occupy Nova Scotia, which has taken over Parade Square.
It's fortuitous timing because the Federation of Labor Convention only occurs every 2 years. It's a biannual convention, and it's the highest decision-making body of the labor movement of Nova Scotia, much like the General Assemblies of Occupy Nova Scotia, which happen nightly, are the highest decision-making bodies of the Occupy movement here in Halifax.
So there were four representatives from Occupy Nova Scotia that came and addressed the Federation of Labor. How were they received?
Well, they were received with absolute tremendous warmth. And Sister Joan Jessam, who's the first vice president of the Federation of Labor, and Brother Rick Clark, the president of the Federation of Labor, were over to the Occupy site during noon meal break on Monday during convention. And they met with folks who only a brief period of time, but extended the invitation, and four representatives were chosen to come over and speak to the delegates. By the end of their presentation, delegates were on their feet chanting, "We are the 99%.
Now, the Federation of Labor, the various unions that were there, also raised a significant amount of funds to assist this occupation to continue.
That's exactly true. Yesterday, Tuesday, on the convention floor in the morning, there was a motion to pass a hat around conventions, and several hats were found. And delegates chipped into their pockets, took out their wallets, and $1,860 was raised from delegates from their own wallets. And then there was a motion that the Federation of Labor itself would double that, and the executive officers, once that motion passed, and once the amount of 1860 was known, decided to not just double it, but to round it up to 4,000. And then a couple of union locals came to the mics and contributed collectively another 1,000 for a total of $5,000 raised in about an hour on the convention floor.
That's great news. Now, last night, a notice of relocation / eviction was handed out at the site.
Yes, and we received word only fairly late last night. We were in convention events until quite late last evening, but when word came through, there was emails, BlackBerry, BBM messages, and finally people standing on the floor to talk about this and to try to gauge what we were going to do. This morning, in our wrap-up session at the Federation of Labor Convention, delegates rose to speak to the question, and the Nova Scotia Federation of Labor is unanimous in saying that we stand in solidarity with Occupy Nova Scotia. We oppose Mayor Kelly's eviction notice. We see this as unnecessary, and we will lend support to Occupy Nova Scotia in whatever way makes sense to the General Assembly, and in any way that we're able to.
Thanks very much.
Certainly.